Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
From New York City, Westchester Talk Radio presents I Love My Office. This is Jim Cleefield, your host, and we'd like to thank our wonderful sponsors for helping us. They are Joseph Richard Florals in Armagh, Gray Rock Florist in Valhalla, Chocolations in Mamaroneck, Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester, and MSM Designs in Tarrytown. Now, I have a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office. How'd you like to enter this wonderful contest? You can. It's easy. All you have to do is log on to our website, westchestertalkradio.com, and you are entered to win by putting all your office information just like that. And if we draw your name, you have a chance to win some fabulous prizes like these. Some bouquet of flowers from Joseph Richard Florals and Gray Rock Florists, an assortment of chocolates from Chocolations, a happy hour at Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House, and a social media consultation with our friends at MSM Designs. But that's not all. No, no, no. Here's the best part of all. You get a live broadcast with us. Yes, Westchester Talk Radio directly from your office, like we're doing today with our winner this week, the Daisy Jopling Foundation. By the way, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where even in the Big Apple, Jim, it's still worth the earth.
Thank you, Mixmaster Matt. Don't forget to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can always like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, yes, I'm proud to present our latest winner. It is indeed the Daisy Jopling Foundation, and who better to talk about that than our first guest, the aforementioned Daisy Jopling. Daisy, so good to see you, and congratulations.
I am having the best day ever, all because of you guys.
We are so thrilled to be here with you. Now, for those of you who may know, Daisy Jopling, of course, has her foundation, and that's the reason we're here today. But what you may not know is she is a very talented musician. I've had a chance to see some of her work on YouTube. She's an excellent violinist, playing both classical and electric. She's performed all over the world, has her own band, the Daisy Jopling Band. I mean, you are very busy.
That you can say.
Yes. Well, we'll certainly talk about something you're doing in a couple of days, which is a concert. But let's talk about this foundation first. That's the reason we're here. It's musically related, and as I was reading the background, it helps empower young kids with creativity, confidence, and something called empathy. Is it true that music kind of weaves that together?
Well, I think so. So when this is a music mentorship program, our conductor, Dean Franzen, just walked in. We have the Global Music Academy Orchestra rehearsing. Here we are in New York City in the McAlpin Hall in the West Park Center up on the Upper West Side. Ready for our concert on Sunday. And this mentorship program, Orchestra, allows students to work one-on-one with some of the best musicians in the world and create a show together, which we then perform, as you'll hear at Lincoln Center on Sunday. But in order to play together, yes, you have to listen. You have to know how to express your own voice at the same time as really listening to everything around you. And I believe that creates and possibility for greater empathy, yes.
Yes, I never knew that. I mean, I was a musician myself as a percussionist. I used to play in an orchestra in college, school band. I just love playing the drums, but I never knew that all three of those qualities can be derived from playing music.
Yes, well, you've got them.
You got all three of them.
You absolutely have them.
Yeah, I mean, empathy is something. I mean, I have a nephew who is very empathetic, and he did play piano when he was younger.
There
not
you
anymore,
go.
But maybe that's where he got some of that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about this event coming up here. It's called the Awakening Concert.
Yes.
And it's going to be this Sunday at 3 o'clock. And I want to add for our listening audience, we're going to give one lucky individual a chance at 2 free tickets to that show. How do you like that? But this is going to be, you're performing also with an orchestra and a choral group. I mean, tell us what this is going to be. Sounds very exciting.
Yes, 103 performers at the Alice Tully Hall Lincoln Center. 3 p.m. this Sunday, which is August the 27th. And this concert has probably about 60 students who, for at least 1 month, the choir have been working for 2 months, mentoring each, you know, the mentors, helping those students to really rise to a whole other level in their art and as people, anything they've needed to know. They've been able to work closely with these incredible musicians and incredible people to create a show, which we will then perform together, which not only includes the orchestra and the choir, choir, but we've got young soloists. One girl's written her own song that we've orchestrated for her. So it's an amazing opportunity. We have six soloists from the Hendrick Hudson High School Treble Makers Choir. So there they'll be on the stage at Lincoln Center singing a solo. It's just an amazing opportunity for them. And the music is a whole load of fun. I mean, it's totally eclectic, ranging from pop to a little bit of jazz, to rock, to world music. We've got Irish folk music in there, classical of sorts with a reggae beat.
Yeah. But again, I think we used the word inspiration. We talked about those other three things that music influences, like empathy. But inspiration is something I'm sure you do, because you must be an inspiration to everybody that, you know, you come in touch with.
Thank you so much, Jim. Well, it's obviously a two-way thing. The kids are so inspiring to me, and it's nothing more rewarding, actually. Each one of you know this, than seeing somebody where somehow you've helped their development in a powerful way. So it's so rewarding for me to be a part of this.
I mean, is it wonderful to know you've made a difference in somebody's life?
Yeah.
Especially through music.
Absolutely.
That's what it's all about.
Nothing better, yeah.
Yeah. So again, if anybody would like to donate to this foundation, where can they do so?
DaisyJoplingFoundation.org. And thank you very much. We'd be very grateful for your support, and every dollar goes to these amazing programs that we put on.
Anybody who's interested in the concert, are there still tickets available? Just in
there
case
there
are still
some tickets, lincolncenter.org. Love you to come. I think we've got like just over 100 left, so we're heading to sell out. We hope to. Let's do it.
Well, let's hope it is.
Yeah.
Well,
thanks,
Daisy Joplin, Jim. Congratulations. Thanks so much for joining us, and well-deserved. And I wish you luck on that concert on Sunday. I'm sure it's going to be fabulous.
Let me say thank you. I love these beautiful flowers. Guys, you got to go in for this competition. It's amazing. Thank you guys so much.
All right. Daisy Joplin, ladies and gentlemen, thanks so much for joining us. And I'm sure we'll see you again real, real soon. We're going to take a short break and step aside. We'll be back right after this.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community, as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to go on vacation, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the heart of New York City for the I Love My Office contest. This week's winner, the Daisy Joplin Foundation. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host. We want to thank our wonderful sponsors for all the prizes. They are Joseph Richard Florals of Armagh, Ray Rock Florist in Valhalla, Chocolations in Mamaroneck, Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester, MSM Designs in Tarrytown. And by the way, we're also produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where even in the Big Apple, Jim, it's still worth the earth.
Yes, it is. And don't forget to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk. And you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining us now, my latest guest, he is the music director and conductor of the Global Music Academy Orchestra, which will be performing for Daisy Joplin's Awakening Concert Sunday at Lincoln Center. He is Dean Franson. Dean, good to have you with us.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be here. It's very exciting to be on the radio and speaking to the people of Westchester through this medium. I really think it's beautiful to be here, and especially for this kind of for a reason like this music, spreading music for people to experience live at a place as good as this amazing Alice Tully Hall in Lincoln Center, and this wonderful program that Daisy and I have been working on for a few years now.
As we speak, you're getting ready to rehearse for the concert. How long has this orchestra been rehearsing, getting ready for this big day coming up on Sunday?
Well, this particular year, we started in I think it was late July. We had our first get-together with almost everybody, and a lot of people were away at Tanglewood or wherever else trying to finish some other camp and music things. So we had a few holes missing, but now we're all, since then, we've been working pretty hard to get it together. Last year, we did a lot of the same music, but we've put a new twist on some of it. So, they've started last year on it, and we've got some returning members very eager to see how good they do on the concert this coming Sunday afternoon.
How large is this orchestra? How many pieces?
We have 54. Half of them are mentors, almost. I think it's one or two short of half. And the rest are students between the ages of 13 and 21 or 2 in there. I say students because everybody's a student, whether you're an adult or not. Everyone, I'd like to say, is a master student if you've already graduated from somewhere. But, yeah, about 54, and then we've got a choir, too. We're bringing in the Plattsburgh Gospel Choir from SUNY up in Plattsburgh, New York. Daisy did a program with them not too long ago, a couple times, I think, up there in that area. They're very excited to be here, too. They got alumni joining them, coming from all over the state. So it's that. Plus, we have special guests. We have some amazing special guests. I'm sure Daisy has already passed on that word about who those people are. Some amazing singers, Chodias, young and old.
Well, what can people expect when they see this concert? I mean, it's just going to be fabulous. Daisy will be performing, your orchestra and the choral, all just kind of blending together.
Well, when you say orchestra, people think Beethoven, and they think Mozart, and they think, the fireworks, the 4th of July thing. Some people are more, keen to the pop side of the classical versus the classical or whatever. We're doing a blend of a lot of it. We're doing all of it, and we've got a drum set. We're going to rock out. We've got an electric bass guitar, going to be a little bit different for Alice Tully. Then we have all this other beautiful orchestral instruments, from the flutes, oboes, clarinets, bassoons. We've got a full array of orchestral instruments, including two harps. So that's pretty rare, a couple of xylophones, all that, timpani. It's going to be a big mix-up of a lot of different types of music. You'll hear popular music, and you'll hear a twist on classical music, and you'll hear straightforward, beautiful jazz at times. It's going to be a really interesting, eclectic program for the whole family.
So really, it's a real cross-section of all types of different music that you'll be performing on Sunday.
That's right, and that's well said. It's a blend of a lot of different things. So, there's so much genre blending already with, the advent of the playlists from the programs online that, you can just go and fish for whatever you want to listen to, whatever mood you're in. You're going to get a wide array of that on this Sunday's concert.
Sounds like really exciting. If anybody wants more information about your orchestra, can they contact you for information?
They do. They go to daisyjopling.org, I think is the website. And you can fish for us in many ways. You can find us, on the web. Just search for Daisy Jopling.
And again, the concert, 3 o'clock Sunday at Lincoln Center.
Oh, it's going to be a great afternoon.
All right. That's Dean Franson, the music director and conductor of the Global Music Academy Orchestra. Thanks so much for joining us. Good luck on Sunday.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate you. Take care.
We're going to step aside for just a moment. We'll be back with more of Love My Office right after this.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio live from New York City at the center of West Park. We're here for the I Love My Office contest and the latest winner this week, the Daisy Joplin Foundation. I'm Jim Cleafield, your host. We want to thank our wonderful sponsors, and they are Joseph Richard Florals of Armagh, Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla, Chocolations in Mamaroneck, Saltier Oyster Bar and Fish House in Port Chester, MSM Designs in Tarrytown. By the way, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where even in the Big Apple, Jim, it's still worth the earth.
It certainly is, Ms. Maxter Mack. And by the way, you should download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and can always like us on Facebook too, Westchester Talk Radio. Now joining us, our latest guest, another member of the Global Music Academy Orchestra that will be performing this Sunday with Daisy Joplin at Lincoln Center. He is Oliver Perry, and he is one of the percussionists here at this orchestra. Oliver, thanks so much for joining us, and you must love being here.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
How long have you had an interest in music?
I've been performing music ever since middle school. I say sixth grade, so about 12 years old. Yeah. And now I'm 16, so 4 years.
And you had always interest in being a percussionist. Was that your favorite instrument?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I looked at all the other instruments, but there was something special about drums. It's just because it's so rhythmic. There are no notes. It's just pure rhythm, which is such an amazing thing.
I guess you and I are kind of kindred spirits, because I used to be a percussionist myself for many years. I played in the orchestra in college, so
I
can certainly relate to what you do.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about this orchestra and this concert coming up. It's the Awakening Concert. Again, it's at Alice Tully Hall at Lincoln Center. What exactly will you be performing? Because I think we spoke to your conductor. He said a whole variety of music you're going to play.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's such a variety of music. I think there are a total of 19 pieces, so a lot of music. There's classical, there's rock, there's some Beatles songs. It's going to be great.
Yeah. And again, Daisy, of course, will be the featured performer. I had a chance to see some of her work. She's just absolutely fantastic what she does with the violin.
Oh, so gifted. She's amazing.
Yeah, she is. And how about your fellow musicians? It's mostly a lot of young people like yourself who are in the orchestra that are they're here.
Yeah, the other fellow percussionist, Darius is his name. He actually goes to the same school I do, so we've been friends for a long time. And the teacher as well has been great, the percussion mentor, John.
I was going to say, he kind of like, you lean on him for any advice?
Oh, absolutely. He's been my teacher now, and he's been amazing. I mean, he's walked through many pieces of mine. He's helped me out. He's an amazing teacher.
So you've had a chance to perform at other types of concerts prior to this one coming up?
Yes, mostly school concerts with the school. I go to the Calhoun School, and I've also joined other schools such as the Collegiate School, but nothing at this level. I mean, this is really just a great opportunity.
I don't know if you're in a position to ask, but how does one become a member of this orchestra, let's say, if they're interested in joining this group?
All I did, my amazing percussion teacher at my school, the Calhoun School, Gregory Landis, he actually got me in contact and sent me a link to their website, and I just sent an audition video, and I was grateful enough to get in.
Yeah.
And through him, I'm so happy to be here.
So when people go to this concert, those who will have tickets, and by the way, we should mention that we're going to give a lucky individual two free tickets that we've set aside for this concert coming up on Sunday, and they'll get a chance to see firsthand what an amazing work of art that this orchestra and Daisy will be doing for those who've not seen her before.
Yeah, it should be. I mean, yeah, absolutely. Go buy tickets. It's going to be an amazing show.
Because there really is something for everybody. As you said, there's different types of music, whether you're young or old, there's really something in it for everybody.
Absolutely. And if you ever want to join the youth orchestra, it's great to come see the show as well.
Now, what happens for the orchestra? Other future events coming up for them? Can share for this after on Sunday, what's coming up?
After on Sunday, what's coming?
Anything else coming up ahead that we should know about as far as anything special with it?
Not that I know of, but I mean, next summer I'll definitely be doing this, without a doubt.
Yeah. So, like for you, let's say looking ahead to the fall, where are you going to be taking your musical talents after that?
After this, I'll probably be going back to the Calhoun School, continue performing percussion. Maybe I'll study in college. You know, I'm going into my junior year, so I'm still looking at colleges, but I'd be happy to study music.
So, you kind of look at music as perhaps as a career goal for you?
Definitely a great possibility, yeah.
Okay. One more mention, Oliver Perry Magic. You're also a magician. We want to briefly talk about that.
Oh, yeah, that's very true. Yes, I'm also a magician.
Yes. So you can do a lot of different magic tricks?
Yeah, absolutely. I do lots of
pull a rabbit out of the hat or something like that?
Maybe, you know? Who knows?
All right. Well, Oliver Perry, thanks so much for joining us. Have fun on Sunday, okay?
Thank you so much.
Oliver Perry, ladies and gentlemen, one of the percussionists of the Global Music Academy Orchestra, which will be accompanying Daisy Joplin for her Awakening Concert. That's going to be Sunday at Alice Tully Hall, Lincoln Center. Again, a lucky individual will get two free tickets for that show. Should be very exciting. In case you just joined us, this is I Love My Office. I'm Jim Cleafield, and we're going to step aside for a moment and just take a short break. We'll be back right after this.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a fresh floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals in Armonk and Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla. A box of heavenly chocolates from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. A social media consultation from MSM Designs. And a happy hour party at Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize. A visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo! Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at WestchesterTalkRadio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative. Made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital. You'd probably rather use that extra cash to go on vacation, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental 777-1930 and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio live from New York City for the I Love My Office contest and this week's winner, the Daisy Jopling Foundation. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host. I want to thank our wonderful sponsors, Joseph Richard Florals of Armagh, Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla, Chocolations in Mamaroneck, Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester, MSM Designs in Tarrytown. By the way, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where, even in the Big Apple, Jim, it's worth the earth.
Indeed it is. And don't forget to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk. And you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host. And joining us now, our latest guest, another performer with the Global Music Academy Orchestra that will be performing this Sunday at Lincoln Center, is Joshua Wong. And he's in eighth grade. Joshua, good to have you with us here today.
Thank you for having me.
How long have you been interested in music?
I started music lessons when I was 3 years old, but that was more for my just interest. And then 5 or 6 years ago, I started to really look, dig into music, have a lot more interest in it.
And what was your interest in joining this orchestra? When did that come about?
I was actually involved in the camp that Daisy was teaching at, and she invited me and another student to come and join the orchestra last year.
Well, at her camp, we should mention the Daisy Jopling Foundation, which, by the way, is this week's winner of the I Love My Office contest. That's the reason we're here today, because with students like yourself, it enables creativity, confidence, and empathy, and I think even inspiration, would you say, you know, working with her closely?
Yes, a lot. You get to experience just a lot of different type of music. It could be just from classical, but they can turn it into, like, a rock and or just a swing, like something you wouldn't expect if you were in a regular philharmonic orchestra.
What's it like working closely with her as a mentor? Is she really, really nice? I mean, she really helps you along?
Yes. She can really inspire you to try things you never thought about trying before.
So, I mean, like, let's say as you're learning each musical note, she's very patient with you. She takes you step by step. She sounds like she's very, very nurturing with her students.
Yes.
And let's talk about this concert again. This is the Awakening Concert, for those of you who just tuned in. It's going to be at Lincoln Center this Sunday. By the way, we're offering a lucky listener 2 free tickets to that show on Sunday. You're going to be performing all types of music, I understand, a cross-section of music. Tell us more about that.
It will be from, there's some Broadway pieces to a piece that's written by Vivaldi a long time ago and pieces in between. A lot of this I heard is composed by the members of the band or their friends, and it's really cool. It's really fun to play too.
Since you've been here with this orchestra, have you made a lot of friends?
Yes, and I've learned a lot of stuff from different people, the way they view music and how they play it. Yeah.
It's interesting. You told me you first started learning violin. You were interested at age 3. I should mention to our audience, you certainly have something in common with Daisy. I don't know if you're aware of it, but Daisy herself started learning violin at age 3. She was interested
really?
In it. And next thing you know, by age 14, she's performing at the Royal Albert Hall in London. I mean, that's fascinating. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. It's really interesting.
Now, moving forward, after this concert coming up, where do you plan to take your musical talents? I mean, are you performing at other places, you personally?
I personally am in an orchestra, youth orchestra. It's called the Children's Orchestra Society. And the season starts in September.
And do you do all over the area? I mean, where do you usually perform?
We're actually on Long Island, but we perform more in Long Island area.
Yeah, you said you're from Long Island, yeah. So you kind of perform around that particular area?
Yes, more. And I'm also in this small, it's a small group where my teacher, he created it. And we do a lot of music just from different places. It can be the weirdest music you can ever find, but it's really fun.
But it's very creative. I mean, that's what, music is creativity. That's what it's really all about.
Yes.
All right, so you're looking forward to Sunday. It sounds like a very exciting show, and those who do have tickets, I'm sure will be in for a real, real treat at Lincoln Center.
It's really, really fun to just be in the group, be in the orchestra, hearing everything around you. Sometimes just practicing alone feels a bit weird, but once you come and join everybody together, everything sounds correct.
Oh, we can't wait. Yeah. Joshua Wong, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck to you on Sunday, and the best of luck for the rest of the way.
Thank you for having me.
We've been speaking with Joshua Wong. Again, he is one of the many performers. He's a violinist with the Global Music Academy Orchestra that will be performing with Daisy Joplin this Sunday at Lincoln Center. Again, this is I Love My Office. I'm Jim Cleefield. We'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more of the show right after this word of interest, so stay right with us. We'll be right back.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today. We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio live from New York City at the center of West Park. We're here for the I Love My Office contest and the latest winner, the Daisy Joplin Foundation. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, and we want to thank our wonderful sponsors for helping us. Joseph Richard Florals of Armagh, Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla, Chocolations in Mamaroneck, Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester, MSM Designs in Tarrytown. We're also produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where even in the Big Apple, Jim, it's still worth the earth.
Thank you, Mixmaster Matt. Don't forget to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes. At Westchester Talk, and you can always like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, and joining us, our final guest for this segment, Ian Bartleness. Is that right, how you pronounce it?
It's Ian Bartleness.
Yes, and also Madeline Murphy. They are two more performers with the Global Music Academy Orchestra that will be performing this Sunday at Lincoln Center. Thanks to you both for coming on. Ian, we'll start with you first. Tell us what instrument do you play?
I play the oboe.
Do you play the oboe?
Yes.
And how long have you been playing that instrument?
I've been playing the oboe for about 5 or 6 years now.
And what did you first learn about joining this orchestra?
Can you repeat that question?
Yeah. When did you first join the orchestra?
I first joined the orchestra about a year ago for their first concert.
And when did you first get interested in music as a kid?
In about fifth grade when they started offering the instrument to the fifth graders in my school. Okay. I decided I would play the oboe.
All right, let's talk to Madeline. Madeline Murphy again. She's also in the orchestra. Madeline, is that a violin you're playing or is that also an oboe? What do you play?
This is a viola.
A viola.
Yeah.
And when did you first get interested in music as a kid?
Oh, I was probably about 10 years old when I started playing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And we should mention, of course, you two and the entire orchestra will be performing with Daisy Joplin. This the Awakening concert that's coming up on Sunday in Lincoln Center. You must be very excited about that.
I am thrilled. Absolutely thrilled. To be
and this is your first time performing at Lincoln Center, either one of you?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah? Yeah. And what do you like most about being in this orchestra? I'm sure you've made a lot of friends since you've been here.
Yeah, definitely. It's just the vibe you get playing with this orchestra. It's so exciting and fun-loving. There's no pressure, and, you know, just when you're into a song, you can really feel the energy, and it's so creative.
Now, Ian, I want to bring you in here. I mean, from what I understand, they're going to be performing all different types of music, all types of different music that they're going to be performing on Sunday. Rock, jazz, all different types?
Yes, a whole bunch of different types. Many combinations made by Daisy and Dean here, who are organizing and composing the orchestra.
What's it been like working with Daisy? You had a chance to work with her, but she's very nurturing as a mentor. She really cares about her students.
Yeah, she's been great. She has really helped in bringing this whole group together and in getting the Awakening show to happen.
Yeah, and again, it's going to be this Sunday at 3 o'clock. So when people come and see the show, they'll be really amazed at what they hear and see.
Oh, yeah. I definitely believe that the show will be a big hit at Lincoln Center. And will definitely be, it'll be great.
Okay, Madeline, one more time for you. So what will you take from this experience, this particular concert, and working with this orchestra going forward?
It's not about you personally, what I take away from this whole experience is really listening to everybody around you and playing as a team, as a group, and working off each other's energy and really helping each other out.
All right. Ian, Madeline, thanks so much for joining us. Have fun on Sunday, okay?
Of course, thanks.
All right. Ian and Madeline joining us here. And again, if you're just tuning in, this has been the I Love My Office contest. And again, for those of you who just joined us late, again, we were here for the Daisy Joplin Foundation, which was this week's winner. And I want to thank Daisy for coming on with us today, and well deserved. And to all of our guests, thank you so much for joining us. Again, it should be a great concert again. It is the Awakening Concert, and Daisy is right here one more time. Daisy, I just want to say thank you so much for joining us from all our listening audience. Should be a very fun concert coming up on Sunday.
Thank you so much. You guys being here was amazing. I'm sure it was an amazing experience for our students to be live on the radio. Thank you for my wonderful prizes. You just made my day.
And you did ours too.
You guys are amazing. And yes, see you all on Sunday at Alex Tally Hall Lincoln Center. It's going to be an extraordinary, uplifting, amazing event.
Indeed. Thank you, Daisy. We love you.
Thank you. Bye.
We'll see you. Okay, and just we want to thank our sponsors one more time. Again, Joseph Richard Florals of Armagh, Great Rock Florist in Valhalla, Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Porchester, Chocolations in the Marinette, MSM Designs in Tarrytown. Once again, we've been produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, India Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McElhaz Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where, once again, Jim, even in the Big Apple, it's worth the earth.
Thank you so much, Maddie. Once again, reminder, be sure to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. My name is Jim Cleefield, along with the aforementioned Maddie the K, Mixmaster Matt, Maddie K. Great job engineering, as always. To our friend Andrew Castellano with Shark Media, thank you for arranging all these wonderful events. Thank you to our listeners as well. It wouldn't be great radio without you. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you again next time.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark Creative.